Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 238, recorded from the DeFauntLeroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Mike?
Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening. Got some good feedback on the Victoria and Albert's episode from last week.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, she enjoyed it.
Yeah, so we were just talking earlier this evening about how she's like, I would feel bad because she was saying how she's a pickier eater. She's like, I'd have a long list of stuff I don't want. But I said, you're not that. Like, she's done, like, onions and cilantro and, like,
yeah, they don't,
and fennel.
They don't really cook with that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't think so. And she doesn't like spicy, but I don't expect that.
No
they
spicy.
Would have too spicy stuff there. But, and you know what? She didn't finish the episode yet, but she did say what I said at the end is that she would never want to spend that amount of money on it.
Yeah.
So that's,
understandable.
So, but good feedback otherwise.
Good.
We have someone joining us here in studio up in the, is it no longer a Diamonddale, correct?
That is correct. Yeah,
up
it's
in
the Mason Studios now.
Oh, Mason. Very nice. Made out of bricks. We have Mike from Michigan joining us in the Mason Studio. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I was out mowing all day today.
Clean cut,
yeah. You know what? So I just finished up that Victoria and Albert's episode, too. That was a good one. I liked that a lot.
It was a good episode. How are the lawns looking? You got a everything's looking pretty good out there. Do you have a lot of weeds this year in Michigan?
Yeah, you know, not any more than any other year, but you know, we had that midsummer, you know, drought, so everything died off, and but everything's coming back strong now. So I think I mowed all my accounts today, with the exception of two of them. Only two of them didn't need it this week, so. So it was a long day.
That's a long day. We had a lot of people up in the Northeast here in Rhode Island complaining about the weeds, how it was such a hot summer, ton of weeds, a lot of nut sedge and crabgrass and spurge.
Yeah,
nasty,
you know,
stuff.
I got to say, a few episodes back, I was listening to you guys again while I was mowing, and I really enjoyed listening to you guys talk about different pesticides. I was really liking that one.
See, that's a good topic,
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, I liked
it was
that a lot.
My father enjoyed that as well.
Did he? Did he like
yeah.
that one?
Yeah, we were talking about that. A lot of pesticide nerds listen to this podcast. Maybe we should do like a special pesticide half episode, Bill. I could talk about like EPA registration numbers, application rate.
Oh, that'll be
LD50s. Do you like that idea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you sell like the sprayers as well, like the pull behind sprayers, or are you just the chemical guy?
Oh no, we can get those. I can get your quote.
I don't really want one. That's a lot of headache for me.
He just wants to put you in the database as a prospect. I did it all the time at Wells Fargo. I used to have fake athletes.
Oh yeah.
We used to, like, in the morning, we called it the morning cuddle. It was called the huddle. Mm-hmm. And we had to sit up there before the branch opened and talk about all the nonsense appointments we had.
Yeah.
So like I would like do like today would be like old like football players. So I'd be like, you know, I have John and Mrs. Riggins coming in at 2 o'clock to open up a checking account. And
you could say like if you want to do baseball players, you'd be like, oh, I have the Dykstras coming in.
Yeah, like you would use people that obviously nobody knew other than like really, really nerd sports fans.
Yeah, I have like Mark Lemke Mosley. and his nephew coming in.
Who's that?
Mark Lemke and his nephew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you wouldn't use like, you know,
Manny Ramirez,
Barry Bonds
or
Mark Mosley, he used to be a kicker Mosley. For the Washington Redskins. He had like that one bar.
Yeah. I miss those helmets, don't you?
Ah, the one bar helmets, especially like the ones that the kickers had that didn't even like go over the mouth. It went under the chin.
Old Morton Anderson.
Yeah,
he was a classic one bar.
They could pull it way down.
Wasn't Morton Anderson like the little two bar though?
I think he eventually had to. I think they eliminated the one bar and he had to go to the two bars.
No, but I think it was like a small two bar that looked like a one bar.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah,
that
like a real narrow gap.
Really, really narrow, and it looked like a couple of teeth that were in between. Oh, okay. I think Morton Anderson had that because Joe Theismann, as a quarterback, had a one bar.
That's right.
Yep.
And look what happened to him.
Yeah, well, it didn't unfortunately didn't protect his knee or no, leg.
Didn't have much help there.
No. Mark Moseley.
Mark Moseley.
I have Mark Duper coming in. Mark Duper.
So you think like it wouldn't be wise to use like God Sham God? I have an appointment with God Sham God. That would be might throw off a red flag.
Yeah, that one might. Did Mr. Moseley end up coming in open? Then, like, the end of the day, you know, you're promising that you have, like, 18 checking accounts, and she looks on the computer, and you're shut out at 2 o'clock. I did Mr. Moseley. Yeah, no, he just called me, Nancy. He couldn't leave work. Oh, okay. Such a stupid, stupid job. Have to make up fake sports athletes.
Morton Anderson was a Michigan State guy. I got distracted and started looking up Morton Anderson pictures.
No, that's fine.
Did you verify
that was him?
Did you verify? Oh, he just struck out Giancarlo Stanton with runners on the corners.
Oh yeah,
it was. He was definitely a two bar guy.
Is it showing the two bar?
Yeah, I don't even see a single.
Are you thinking of the other Anderson? The
not the guy who missed the field goal for the Vikings to put him into the Super Bowl. That was Gary Anderson.
Yeah, I think he was the single bar.
Gary Anderson was a single bar, yep.
See, we're conflating our Andersons here.
Hold on.
Well, there's a lot of Anderson who are kickers, if you notice. Nice Scandinavian guys kicking.
I am seeing a Morton Anderson here again with the...
When he played for the Saints back in the day, right, with the single bar?
No, I was thinking the Vikings.
Oh, Viking time.
I think that was Gary Anderson.
That was Gary, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is going well, as usual.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on down there? So, you're on, like, the retired tour, but yet you still, the one day we need to record, you were working, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, yep.
That's how it goes. That's all right. Yep. Trying to get three schedules to line up together is very tough. It's difficult. Hard enough for me and you to pick a day to record. Then we bring Schaefer in the mix, and it throws a wrench into everything. But we're here now, and we have a lot to talk about. So I want to get right into my unofficial beer sponsor of the week so we can get into take a break and get into the meat of our episode. So, and I know, I'm sure, Mike, you must have one too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you want to go first as the guest, or would you like me to go first?
No, you go ahead. You go first.
All right. So this is from the Revival Brewing Company out of, I believe, Providence. Let's see. Cranston. Excuse me. Cranston, Rhode Island. My hometown. And this is Larkin's Ice Fight. And it's a Nitro Dry Irish Stout. It's a pint, and it's a 5.5 alcohol by volume. It's very good. I don't know what an Irish stout is. Maybe more like a Guinness. So it's dry, but it's smooth. It's good. I like it. It's got a hockey player on there, on the can. So that's why it's called Ice Fight, like a fighting hockey player.
Like just a generic hockey player, or like an actual? Like
yeah, someone? No, just like a generic drawing of a hockey player.
Did you say Larkin?
Larkin, yeah.
You think Barry Larkin would have been a little too over the edge, or would I have gotten away with that as a
fake appointment? You might have to change the first name.
Okay.
Like, you could, like, mix two people together, like do Ozzie Smith and Barry. Like, I have Ozzie Larkin coming in for a meeting.
Oh, I never even thought about combining names.
Yeah, see, that opens up a whole new thing.
Yeah.
What do you have today, Schaefer, for your beer?
I have the All Day IPA. From Founders, and there's not really a description on this can. The only things that it says on here is drink responsibly. They don't serve Founders in the clink.
Hmm.
Yeah, but this is actually becoming one of my favorite beers. It's an IPA, but it's only 4.7% alcohol by volume, so that's why they dub it the All Day IPA.
The All Day, so it's a session beer.
It is. Yep, it's a session ale.
And, I don't even know what you two nerds are talking about right now.
A session beer is a low-alcohol beer that you can drink like 6, 12, 18 of in a day.
Yeah, so Bud Light would be considered a session beer?
That's like the original session beer, yeah.
Yeah. It's a session beer, but I don't think it was like intentionally made as a session beer. It just happens to be that.
Just happens to be that way. And do you have a Budweiser Light today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Anything else you want to add here before we take the break?
No.
All right, let's go to break. No. We'll be right back and get into the meat of the episode. All right, we're back for break. This is episode 238 of the Por Favor podcast, and we are here, myself, Mike, and Mike from Michigan, talking about our guys' trip preview. And Mike asked a good question earlier. He said, why isn't Joe Regano on this episode? Did you invite him on? You think he has Audacity on his computer at home?
No.
Would it have been impossible to edit out all the F-bombs if he was...
Yes.
So there was
I don't think you guys realize how difficult this is for me.
Right, and you're the youngster of the group. You should be the technological whiz out of the three of us.
Oh, no, that's not it. I just meant the F-bombs.
Oh, the F-bombs, I gotcha.
Yeah, those are coming out that weekend.
Oh, yeah, especially on the golf course.
Oh, there'll be a lot of them on the golf course.
So one of the things, right before we get into too much here, Mike, we're going to put you on the spot, Mike in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So we were looking at renting clubs because Schaefer's not going to bring his clubs with him. We were looking at renting clubs, and it's $40 per round to rent at Disney, which is a little high, but you get shoes and two sleeves of balls with that rental. Is it worth it?
You want me to take one from the car barn? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, that's kind of what... Do you think it's worth it for the $80 for him for his two rounds to rent the clubs, or is it? Or would you be able to throw an extra set in your trunk? On the way up.
Oh, the old hey buddy.
Oh, I'm just saying.
If I give you $30, will you buy me an $18 case of beer? I see where this is going.
I'm just saying. I'm asking it for a friend.
Me. He's asking for me. I'm the friend.
Going out to the bars tonight, where are all the hoes asking for a friend? Jamming. Yeah, I've got like an old set of like Titleist DTRs.
How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Sounds cheaper than $40.
Let me see if I have a set.
You're gonna go.
They have
right
the old
now?
Persimmon Woods and.
All right. Anyway, so we'll figure it out. We'll cobble something together for you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Here we go. Here come all the cheapskates coming out of the woodwork.
I could throw an extra set of irons in my carry-on, in my checked bag. I have a full second set in the garage.
If you brought the medicuses down, you could fold them up and easily put them in your carry-on.
In my carry-on, yeah. But I don't know if I could keep it under the 50 pounds with two sets of clubs in one travel bag. Especially with all the golf balls I'm going to have to bring.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to I might have to throw some golf balls like in my check bag.
That's not a bad idea. Just go to Walmart, get the cheap ones.
Yeah, I like to get those orange or yellow nitros.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Orange is usually good. It's easier for me to find.
Yeah, orange is good. That's my favorite color. So how do you want to get into this, Mike? You want to just like go chronologically here?
Do you just want to get the favors out of the way and then we can start the show?
That was the only favor, I believe.
Yeah, unless, I think that was about it.
Except for you dropping me off at the airport, but we already kind of talked about that.
Okay, so all the favors are over with then.
Yeah, we were. I showed him the beautiful accommodations we're going to have Friday night. Are you on board with this now, Bill?
I think so.
It's not that bad, right? You looked at the pictures. It doesn't look that sketchy.
I'm not worried. I just looked at the location. The location looks okay.
Right.
What time do you think you're going to come up, Bill?
Oh, here we go. You think you might be able to pick me up at Disney Springs?
No. I thought we would hang out at Disney Springs is what I was thinking.
Oh, here we go.
He'll buy you some chicken guy if you show up early enough.
Yeah, chicken guy.
What else are you going to do that day, Bill? You want to be up there on property.
Yeah, I probably will, and Kristen's off for the day, so I don't have to worry about Rhodey, so I can get up there at a decent hour.
Oh, yeah, we can have some fun down at Disney Springs, have a couple pops.
What time's your flight, Schaefer, on Friday?
I was just looking at that. Let me see here.
Unprofessional right here, not even
prepared. I guess I'm not getting there that early. I fly in. I'll be there at 4:50.
Oh, so, that's not that early.
No, it's not, actually. I was thinking it was earlier than that. So
by the time you get your bags and catch an Uber, you're going to be there almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah, probably even later than that, maybe.
Yeah. That's not too bad. Yeah, now I'm landing at 9 p.m., so I won't get to the hotel till at least 10.
Or to Disney Springs, depending on what happens with Mike and I.
Yeah, I'm not going to Disney Springs with the golf clubs.
Oh, come on. That'd be awesome.
It's one thing carrying around a carry-on, but I'm not going to be wheeling the set of clubs behind me going into World of Disney looking at Mickey ears. Do you mind if I play through?
Or if you went into that art store where they have all like the crystal things.
Oh, knock everything over, yeah.
Swinging around, knocking everything down.
Knock over the $86,000 Cinderella castle.
Yes,
thing.
That'd be great.
That would not be good. So that first night's gonna be a mess, isn't it, Bill?
No,
you're gonna behave that evening?
I wouldn't say behave, but we gotta get up and move around.
Check in, and that's true. We gotta get out of there, check into the other place.
We're probably not gonna be able to check in to Old Key West.
No, but we can leave our bags though at the front.
Yeah, that's
true. Or in your car, I guess.
In my car, yeah, we'll be fine. Got your diamond.
Go right to the course. So I was looking at, we're playing Lake Buena Vista on Saturday. Is that correct, sir?
I believe so. I think Mr. Regano did put it in order, because I know Monday for sure we were playing the Magnolia Golf Course, Bill. Magnolia Golf Course.
So, yeah, I think Lake Buena Vista, which makes sense, because that's the one that's right on Old Key West, so that's a good one for our check-in day.
Good job by Mr. Regano, would you say?
Excellent job.
Good planning. Yeah, I mean.
Now, this place, this is probably the least acclaimed of the three, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Palm and Magnolia are more of their signatures.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at the pictures of it. It looks gorgeous, doesn't it? I mean, going by on the boat to Disney Springs, you could see some of the holes. And there's a couple island greens and... some obviously a lot of it is along the Sasagula. I was looking at the course map online, and it basically runs around the whole river pretty much.
Okay.
The course just kind of weaves through it.
So water's going to be in play in pretty much every hole, is what you're saying.
It
Mr.
sounds
Klinsman.
Like a lot of them, yeah. At least yeah, in the views
that,
of many.
That does not sound like good news for me.
No,
Florida golf is very difficult. Very tight lie, short grass, Bermuda. It's not easy.
Now, there's a chance, because we're staying at Old Key West, that we may hit a ball into the owned villa that we're staying at from this course. Because they're that close over there, aren't they?
I don't know how close they are. I got to say they can't be. Because you got all sorts of hackers that are playing like on vacation.
That's true. Like us, you mean?
Yeah, no, what are you going to do if you pull hook one into Regano's living room?
He's not going to be happy. Knock over his vodka that he brought from home or whatever.
Yeah.
No, this will be good. I'm very excited about this. I think the Lake Buena Vista is the way to start, though, because you kind of ease into it, right? This is probably the easiest of the three.
I don't know. The Magnolia isn't too bad. It's relatively long, like from the whites. I want to say it's almost 6,500 yards. Which one,
the Lake Buena Vista?
No, I'm talking about the Magnolia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's relatively open.
Okay, so...
the Magnolia is. So, I mean, not that I play well when I play there, but...
Have you played Lake Buena Vista?
I have not, Bill. I've played the Magnolia probably three or four times. That's all I've played so far.
Oh, so you haven't played the Palm or Lake Buena Vista?
No, sir, because I heard the Palm was tight, and I don't like tight golf courses.
No. Well, we'll find out, right? So the white tees at Lake Buena Vista are 6,281 yards.
Yeah, which isn't bad. That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's a good average length. But it's all about the, you know, like you said, you could have a 6,200-yard course that's tight and it's very difficult, or you can have it be wide open and, you know, it feels very short.
Correct, sir. Correct.
I imagine they keep these courses in pretty good condition for quick play, I would imagine. Like, I imagine the rough is not very high.
No.
Because
that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, and the greens probably aren't like glass. They're probably an average.
Yeah, good they're speed, okay. You know, I want to say an eight, maybe eight and eight, eight and a half.
Oh, here we go.
What's this? Here we go. Stuff?
No, nothing. That's fine.
You're talking about the speed of greens, and I'm trying to give you my meter. Oh,
here we go. Do you know what that means?
Do I?
Yes.
I know what a stint meter is.
Okay.
Do you know that they check it downhill and uphill?
Yeah, I do.
And then average it out?
Directions, that's right.
Okay, thank you very much. As Brother Heathwood would say, any questions?
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Oh, here we go. I'm looking at the course map here of Lake Buena Vista. I just pulled it up on Disney's website. So you start off right along the water. The first hole is a par 5. Can you believe that? You go par 5, par 3, both with a lot of water in play. Then it looks like 3 and 4 are more in the woods. 5, 6, 7 have water in play. And then 8 and 9 are more inland. Then the back 9, only 10 and 15 have water along the fairways. And the 16th hole looks like an island green, actually.
Beautiful. We put up a big number there.
Oh yeah, that could be a tin cup situation. Remember, we just kept hitting the ball into the water.
This is your last ball, man.
You know what's the worst? When you run out of balls and you look at the guy you're playing with.
You got one on you?
Yeah. Have you just put 15 in the drink?
You got a pinnacle or something on you?
You can't give a bullet up with that.
I might bust out the shovel for that hole.
Oh boy. Oh, that was the other thing. You might need to bring some balls with you, too, Bill. Bring the old 5-gallon bucket.
I knew at the beginning I should have brought that up. When you work in a golf course, you probably have a lot of balls, don't you? I knew that was going to be
No, I don't play used balls. I only play new balls.
Oh, look at you, you little snob. Oh,
you like, man, that?
Classy.
I'm joking.
Do you want me to bring some of the rocks? When I was cleaning out my mom's house, I have like old 1994 top flights. Those things are 25 years old.
You have any Bellatas?
No, I got a lot of Pro V1, so.
Okay, that sounds good.
Use those on the par 3, back it up a little bit. A
little English. When's the last time you played, Bill?
It's going on 2 years.
Okay, so this is going to be an adventure for you as well.
Oh, it's going to be awful. Last time I played was at Cranston Golf and Country Club.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's the last
time
you played.
Yes.
You were on tour that year, though. You were like playing all the time, and now you're getting...
Yeah.
Does Regano play a lot?
No, he hasn't played in 5 months.
Okay, so it's going to be all bad for everybody then.
Are you all hitting balls, though, Bill?
I hit balls on occasion. I'm probably going to start hitting some this week.
You got to practice, is what you're saying.
Hit some balls, yeah.
It's a good move. So we're doing that, and then the evening plans after golf. So you kind of are spearheading this first evening, Mike, so why don't you go ahead and fill us in on those plans.
Well, I haven't made a reservation, but we're going to go to Shula's Steakhouse.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Have you been there, Michael?
No. But I've heard great things.
Klinsman only goes to places that people take him to.
That's very true.
Isn't it? Dad, where are we going? Where are we going tonight, Dad?
Exactly. I think you get more free meals from my old man than I do, Bill.
It's a numbers game. It's only because I'm there more. It's not that I mooch more than you.
That's true. That's fair.
It's purely a number. It's just I'm there more.
That's fair.
Chow, man.
Shoeless. I can't wait. You know, like, I could go, and I've looked at the menu, obviously, over the course of doing this show, but I think I'm going to wait. I'm not going to peruse the menu and figure out what I want. I'm going to go in and let the mood strike me, listen to the specials, let the waiter influence me, because you said you got some good advice from your server last time, right?
Oh, fantastic intelligence at that table. It's they just keep... It's like a military briefing. You just got to take out the binder, grab the pen, and start writing.
Do you think it's a good, like, would it be a good move to just say chef's choice like when the waiter comes? What would you like today? I'll let the chef decide.
Oh, wow. You want to do that?
Is that a classy move?
That is a kind of a classy move.
You know something? My wife hates when I do that.
Oh, you've done that before?
I won't say let the chef decide, but like if I'm trying to decide between two entrees,
mm-hmm.
I'll just say, you know what? Just surprise me. Just bring out whatever you decide. Or I'll do that with the desserts too, and she hates it. She feels like I'm putting too much pressure on them. I said, hey, these are two things that I was going in between.
You're not the type who after the meal would be like, that was one of the worst meals I've ever had, are you?
No, I wouldn't.
That would be a classic move, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you made a terrible decision.
Well, you know, if I were a waiter, they say you decide, I'm always going to pick the higher money one because then you get a better tip.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all business, smart. Right, Bill?
Smart. Absolutely. We're all in there to make the Benjamin, sir.
Oh, I have to tell you while we're talking right now, I pulled a classic when I played at the Lake of Isles at Foxwoods on Sunday. You know, that's a nice course, so they had the cart boys waiting after the round. They had bag drop.
Oh, please tell me you didn't.
So they had bag drop, which we just drove right by, obviously. And we
you are terrible. And then you were in the business, for crying out loud. It's like a waiter stiffing another waiter. You can't do that.
So in my defense, I was not driving the golf cart. On the way in, the guy's like, "Oh, do you want me to wash your clubs?" And my buddy just said, "I'm all set," and he kept driving. I was gonna let the guy wash my clubs and give him $5, but
So he just said, "I'm all set," and he didn't give him anything.
No, I just kept driving.
That's awful.
I mean, he didn't have to stop. He didn't like do any work.
You know, he might as well just flicked him off. Right.
That's kind of what I was saying. I was laughing after. I was like, "I was gonna let him wash my clubs." He's like,
"Yeah,
oh,
he made a mistake. You don't ask. You jump on him."
Mm-hmm.
You jump on the clubs. You don't ask.
He did like the half stop. He put like one arm out, kind of. And he's like, "Oh, I could wash your clubs up for you if you like." And then my buddy's like, "I'm all set." He's like, "Okay, you can just take your clubs to your car."
Oh, no. This guy's too new.
Yeah,
this guy's too new. Yeah, if you're gonna be a jerk, then throw him on your shoulder and walk him to your car. You letting them drive it into the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
And then they come back and they don't give you a dollar. That's terrible. Awful. I can't believe you just admitted that.
If I was driving, it would have been a different story.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
I had I even took out cash out of the ATM so I could tip the bad guys. Because I usually don't have cash.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. I didn't get the opportunity. Okay.
Schaefer, you buying into his BS?
I mean... It seems like he took the cash out. You had it ready to give to the guy. You got to figure out a way to get it to him.
Well, the wallet's in the bag.
Let the guy do something for you.
My buddy was like, he didn't even lay off the gas. My buddy.
Which jerk is this? Let's embarrass him.
I'm not going to throw him under the
bus. Social security number and his home address right now.
I'm not going to throw Ray under the bus like that.
I was going to say, come on. Like,
yeah, I knew it had to be one of those UConn clowns.
Yeah, of course.
You know who the kid was working? I'm going to mail a couple of nickels in the mail just for him.
It'll
be like paying it forward, buying the guy behind you his Starbucks coffee.
Are you going to be like a big baller tipping out all these guys at Lake Buena Vista? All right,
yes.
So I got to bring extra cash for that too.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to have to make. Do you think they take Venmo, those guys?
No. You know what? They probably do.
Yeah, they're young kids.
I know I'm going to throw the guy a dime and you're just going to like behind my back say did he take care of you? He'll do the old, did he take care of you? Wallet goes right back into his back pocket.
Even better. Can I get $5 back? Can I get change for that?
You give him $5. Can I get some change?
You don't break a nickel, right?
No, you can't break nickels.
You'll break a dime, but you're not going to break a nickel.
Oh, man.
I mean, it hurts when they ask for three back. That's awful.
On a five?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I would just stiff you. If I'm that cheap, I'm just going to stiff you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got Shula's. Oh, man, I can't wait for that.
Are you guys going to go with one of these Shula cuts?
Well, oh, so this? you are opening up the menu.
He's got the menu going. All right.
You know I had to.
All right, talk to me.
This is quickly turning into a two-parter here, by the way.
Well, they got their entrees to start mm-hmm. with, and then you scroll down a bit, and you got the Shula cut. You got center cuts of premium black Angus beef, hand-selected and aged to perfection, still mm-hmm. undefeated. You can get Oscar-style any entree, signature sauces, Bernaise Marianne sauce, or horseradish cream sauce. Mm-hmm. And they got a 10-ounce filet, a 12-ounce filet, a 20-ounce Kansas City.
That's what I got last time. That thing is a beauty.
And then they got a 16-ounce New York strip, 24-ounce porterhouse, 22-ounce ribeye, or a 48-ounce porterhouse.
I might do that. Might get two of those.
That's the one that you have to, I think that's the challenge.
Is that the challenge?
I think the 48 ounce is the challenge.
That's too much.
No,
it's
96.
The old 96.
It's a 96 ounce, yep.
That's incredible. I'm looking at a picture right now of the 48, and I mean,
it doesn't look
outlandish.
That's a lot of beef.
That is a lot of meat. Don't forget, we got to be up early playing golf the next day.
What's a cowboy ribeye? Oh, it's just got the bone.
It's got the bone, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now what's the plan? Are we going to do like sides for the table so everyone kind of shares, or
Yeah, I think that's probably the best idea.
Because then we get to try everything, and then you get your meat, and then you're good. I'm happy with that.
Oh, crab macaroni?
See, you talked about like going early, getting a couple drinks before, and I'm good for that, but I don't want too many because I want to be like of good mind and body for this meal. I'm going to do the Bill method here and only drink after dinner, I think.
What?
You know what I mean? Well, I'll have a couple, but I'm not going to get... I don't want to be like sloppy.
Not going to be all sauced up, you're saying, but you'll have a couple.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? Because you like to go in with a clear mind when you're having a beautiful Shula's, right, Bill?
Yes, sir. I drink water, absolutely.
And then afterwards, hanging out at the hot tub at Old Key West, then the tune changes a little bit.
Right.
That sounds good. Now, we're going to be at the boardwalk. Should we, like, do one of those stupid jelly roll things?
No.
No, is that good, the piano bar?
I don't know. That sounds real weird.
Too weird?
Yeah. But I would not be opposed to going to some of the other bars there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think heading back to Old Key West might be a good move. Gurgle in a suitcase, hang out at the pool till it closes, till they kick us out.
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about Old Key West. I've never been there, so I'd be up for that too.
That might be a good move. We'll figure that out. We don't have to make any set in stone plans for that. Now the next day we have you said the Magnolia or Palm is the second day.
The Palm is going to be the next day, day two, sir, day two.
And now we were talking earlier again. Is this the one where they play the PGA or is the Magnolia the PGA?
They played both of them. They don't no longer play in there anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No, but they did play both of them, and then the final round was always at the Magnolia.
At the Magnolia, okay. So this is going to be round two, and then you said Joe is all about making breakfast, right? So that's happening.
He said he'd do omelet stations and all that good stuff.
Beautiful. Bloody Mary bar, things like that.
Now, was Joe one of the, I mean, does he do a lot of cooking in the station, does it sound like?
I don't know if he did a lot. I'll have to ask him if he did a lot of cooking in the station.
Oh, you guys are going to bond over this whole firefighter thing. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because I just saw a picture that he put up today. We're friends now. We're friends.
Yeah. I sent you guys. I think I sent it to you too, Jürgen.
Yeah, I put a friendship.
He put up a picture of
some filthy meatloaf.
Oh, that meatloaf with the caramelized onions inside?
Yeah. Caramelized onions and Swiss with the bacon on it.
That looked pretty good.
He does like pizza night too on Fridays.
Oh yeah?
He makes like three or four different pizzas.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
He's a good guy
I make a rodeo he cooks cheeseburger for
you
and pizza.
Put you up at Old Key West? Of course it's a good guy to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a little token of my appreciation I'm bringing with me to give him. So that'll be good. Give him a little something as a thank you.
What is it? What is it?
Well, I don't want to say it. Does he listen to the podcast?
No, hell
he
no.
Just live? Okay. I just got a golf hat. A nice golf hat for him.
A Chatterman hat.
What kind of golf hat?
It might be a Site One Landscape Supply golf hat. Nike golf.
Nice. Oh, he doesn't like Nike. We're not going to get into that,
though. Oh, boy. Oh. So we got new. I got to rethink the gift, is what you're saying?
You might want to. All
right. I'll get on that.
You know, if you'd have gave it to him like probably 2 weeks ago, you probably would have been golden. But now, that's a no-go.
All right. That's fair. I've had it for longer than the ad campaign has been out, so.
So yeah, what you're saying is that
I'm pretty sure that is irrelevant. I think.
I understand that. I'm just saying I didn't know of the controversy when I purchased the hat.
Oh, well, you had to purchase the hat.
Yeah.
They don't just give you those hats.
You think I'm gonna re-gift something?
Yes. Well, yeah. You got like 40 of them in your closet. Oh, that's a bomb. There go. The bullpen just gave it up.
Oh boy. What else is new?
3-1 Yankees.
What else is new?
Yep. I mean, like the best record of all time for the Red Sox, and they're going to lose in the first round. They are.
Most likely. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, no, Mike, he has like 15. It's like me with my Wells Fargo garbage.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about the Palm now? I'm changing the subject here. Oh, look at these golf carts. They got like Mickey heads on them.
Hold on. Where?
I think that's like a promotional one, though.
That's the one that's outside of the clubhouse.
Yeah, you sit and take the picture, right?
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool.
Now, Bill, are these... We were just looking at the beer carts earlier. Now, are those... Now, we saw like a Mickey one and a Mini one and a Goofy one. Are those standard, or are those just like they have one of those at each course?
I don't remember. The last time I played, I didn't see the beverage cart out there.
I wonder how their bloodies are.
Oh, you think they got like the full bar?
They got to make Bloody Marys, right?
That's a heavy drink for I'm assuming it's going to be pretty warm.
Yeah, it's going to be warm, of course. Yeah, it's been really hot lately.
Nothing like some heavy tomato juice when it's like 96 degrees out playing golf.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't live your life in fear.
That's all right. Good point. Can't argue that. So the Palm Golf Course is 6,339 yards from the whites.
Okay.
It's got a course rating of 71.4, which is a little higher than Lake Buena Vista, which was a 70.1 course rating. Let me see. Let's look at the map here. Download the course map. We'll do a quick overview. Oh, man, this looks like a nice practice facility. Do they include range balls, or do you have to buy them separate?
I think you got to get them separate.
Okay.
I think there's seven
maybe
bucks.
Maybe we can work out a deal with the kid outside. See. If
you think he's got to sell balls? You know, I don't think that's a good idea. You don't want to mess with the mouse on that. You wind up in one of these rivers over here.
I say, what kind of deal? What kind of range ball deals you guys got going on out here?
Cash on curb. You think these guys ever sell rounds on Lake Buena Vista?
I'm going to ask them.
Yeah, I know it's 45. What can you do for 30? 30 cash on hand. I can get you out, Mr. Hurley.
Four for the price of three, all cash.
All cash, baby.
Ah, jeez, it's so beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Oh, there's a stretch at the end of the Palm looks very difficult. So the first hole looks not too bad. Then two has water all up the entire hole, all the way tee to green. Three is a par three along the water. Then you go back inland. Four and five aren't too bad. Six is on the water. Seven, eight, nine, and 10 aren't too bad with water. 11, 12, but then you go 13, 14, 15, 16 are all surrounded by water. And then 17 and then 18 has some water. It looks like a layup par 5. You got to hit it short of the water, then clear the water to hit the approach. So this is going to be a tough one. It looks tight.
I may caddy the back nine.
You got caddy on the back?
I might caddy the back.
That'll be all right. It'll be fun.
Well, now, the good news is I found a menu for the drink carts, and they do have Bloody Marys.
Oh, good.
They also have Joffrey's Coffee and Tea
Company. Oh, do they? Oh, no, this way. Episode of the ZorroLoop.com podcast is brought to you by the Joffrey's Coffee and Tea.
Oh, I'm very happy about this Magnolia and the Palm. These are lovely golf courses, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they get beat up in season, though. Like, when I played at the end of May a couple years ago, it was pretty chewed up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The Magnolia is much... They have extra tees at the... Well, I guess we won't get to that. So, after golf on Sunday, the plan is to... and I can't believe I'm even saying this. We're going to the Top of the World Lounge. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Do I have to bring, like, slacks, or can I wear golf attire to all this stuff?
Oh, this is all golf attire.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
This is exciting news, isn't it?
Oh, we need to go live from up there, right?
Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
I mean, that's part of the contract with Joe. He wants to go live a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes going live.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll be up there.
I love going live.
It's fun. And then we're going to try to grab something to eat, maybe see what the food's like up there, or even try to weasel into the California Grill and go sit at the bar there, right? Was that possibly on the agenda?
Yeah.
And then if we get shut out from there, we may have to go waving it, maybe?
We could go there. We could go to the Grand Philly. We could go to the cafe.
Oh, that's true. Anywhere. That's true. So we're going to just kind of...
I mean, we'd be right on the monorail, too. We could go anywhere.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear on this, and we're just going to, you know, we'll take care of Joe. That's the biggest thing for this. We got to, you know, take care of him for dinner. But I can't wait. Going up to the Top of the World.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just going up, like, in the elevator ride up there is going to be fantastic.
With the credentials, yeah. We're with him.
I've never even been in that building yet.
I've been in the lobby. It's a nice building.
Yeah, I haven't been up in the DVC section, you mean?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I haven't been over there either.
Walked around
in the actual Bay Lake.
Lobby.
Yeah, I've never done that myself. But I'm very excited about that. And then, now what are the, you think we'll have time to squeeze in some water sports over there? Because you were thinking of doing the boat rental, right?
Do you know what time? Yeah. Do you know what time tea times are each day?
They're all around right around 11.
Okay.
Yeah, between 11, because you said one, like, before 11 was one, and then after 11, like, one of them before 11, the other two are right after 11, right?
Correct, sir.
So that kind of, yeah, I mean, it takes up a good chunk of the day, which is fine because that's what we're there to do. I'm just thinking, yeah, maybe after golf, do that before we go to Top of the World.
Yeah, because Joe will have a car, too, so we could have two and two.
Yeah.
That's go over, bad idea.
Rent a boat or something. Because you said you can get that, like, seven-seater. It's, like, what, $65 for an hour or something?
Do a pontoon. You want to do a pontoon?
Yeah, something like that. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd be down for that. That sounds great.
Something I would probably never do otherwise.
That's not a bad idea.
Because then we'll be over there anyway. And then we could just hang out for a little bit, and then go right up to the Top of the World afterwards. Because we'll be right on you know, what, the Seven Seas
Seven
Lagoon
Seas
over there.
Lagoon, yeah.
That might be fantastic.
Yeah, sunset right now is about 7:30, so yeah, we should be able to do that.
Perfect. And then Monday, it's our last golf day, and then Schaefer's not going to be playing golf with us on Monday because he's got an earlier flight. But that's when we're going to be doing the Magnolia, correct?
Yes.
And so the Magnolia has four sets of tees, or five instead of four. They have the black tees as well, which is 7,500 yards, but the whites are 65. So it is a longer course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Magnolia. And this is the one you have played, right? You said?
Yep.
So this times. And so it's long but more wide open, and the palm is a little shorter but tighter.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, this is much different than the Magnolia course here. Oh, this looks nice. So there's a fair amount of water, especially on the backside, but the front nine doesn't look too bad with the water.
It's not bad.
Not too bad.
That's the one that also has the par three with the Mickey Sand Trap. In front.
Right, that's right. And they actually just added one to, I believe, Lake Buena Vista just got one. They just put in a Mickey Sand Trap. They're putting them in at every course now, the Mickey Sand Traps. And I think I think Lake Buena Vista just got theirs installed. I saw something online about it. But I'm very, it's got to be great to play all three. Because obviously there's places like, a lot of golf resort places where you can play three or four different courses over the course of a few days, but this is going to be fantastic. And, you know, it's all done right because you get the nice carts with the GPS in them so you see your distances, you know, the carries and everything. So that helps when you haven't played a place to get that technological boost where you're not going to be questioning things and just guessing off the tee, you know?
Oh, I'll just be guessing.
Not that it helps me that much.
You don't walk off water sprinklers. That's how I always do it.
Oh, I like doing that, but sometimes they're not marked. A lot of times they're getting away from that because everyone has those stupid rangefinder things now.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and I don't have one of those, and I don't like using the apps because they drain the battery on the phone. So having the GPS in the cart will be a big help, I think. Mm-hmm. But we definitely need some water. It's going to stay hydrated out there. It's going to be warm right in the middle of the day. Some sunscreen.
Some Bloody Marys.
I don't know if that's going to help with the dehydration or not, but it's always on.
It'd be worth a try, I would think.
That's true.
Are you a Bloody Mary guy, Michael?
Oh, I love me. I love me a good Bloody.
When do you have them? Like, do you have them like for the breakfast, or do you have
them? Yeah, it usually starts at breakfast.
So you're saying sometimes you go all day with Bloodies?
Yeah, sometimes. I'll have at least a couple of them, and then I'll switch to something else. But I usually have at least a couple. But that's a great. Up here, that's a great tailgate drink.
I was just about to say that it's a perfect tailgate drink. You get to the college football stadium 8-9 o'clock in the morning, have a couple Bloodies, a little breakfast, and then you switch over to the Bud Lights after that.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at this real quick on my Disney experiences at a dinner for Sunday night. And there is a Artist Point reservation.
I was on board. I'm totally fine with that.
And I know that they're supposed to be switching that to now.
Correct.
Soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
We could do that if you really want. I mean, that's not my favorite place, but I'll go there. It's not going to be bad. I'll eat there. Certainly.
I mean, I'm only at the A's.
I don't think we'd have to make a reservation there.
Really?
I think there's a lot of times available.
All right. I mean, I guess always just figure it out once we get over there. I mean, there's so many restaurants right in that area.
Exactly. I'd be down for that, though. Artist Point would be fine because it's nice and close anyway. Then we could go to that bar out there,
Geyser
too.
Geyser Point,
which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that place is great.
It's fantastic. That'd be good. And then, so Monday after golf, I assume Joe's heading out because then we're already checked out of the resort. Yep. But we have, All-Star Movies, is that right?
All-Star Movies, classing it up.
One more night. That's going to be tough going from Old Key West to All-Star Movies, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be very easy going from the Clarion Suites main gate to Old Key West. But going from Old Key West to the All-Stars is going to be a tough transition.
Is that when you guys are meeting up with Por Favor Pauly?
Yeah, that might be, yeah.
What, no, at the Clarion.
The Clarion, yeah.
Oh, all right, good.
Would you ever consider swimming at that place?
I was looking at it. It doesn't look bad. I'm bringing the trunks.
We were talking about that a little bit before we started the podcast, and I think we both agreed. You just bring your own chlorine from home. Just add a little bit extra in there before you dive in, and you should be good.
Oh, that's a bomb. Nah, it's hanging up. It's hanging up. Oh, just got under it.
Just underneath it. Just a bit outside.
Try for the corner and missed.
I got that.
Yeah, so what is on the agenda for Monday afternoon, evening, and Tuesday all day? We haven't really talked about that too much.
No.
Because we could always... I mean, I'm down for just hanging out and even doing the pool at the All-Stars.
Yeah, we could do that.
Do that kind of thing and then figure out a good sloppy meal for dinner on Monday night.
You don't want to have the runs on the plane, though, do you?
Well, I don't mean like super sloppy, but I'm thinking like, I don't know, maybe, well, because you like...
Trails in.
Oh, no, I can't do that. That would be too much. That might destroy my my airplane. Although I got the whole day. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We don't have to set anything in stone, but it's pretty wide open, so that'll be a good day, Monday afternoon, evening, to basically all day Tuesday to get into some trouble up there. That will be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Anything else? Did I miss anything here? What other things are on the agenda? Obviously, they have the sauna at Old Key West. Is that something you're going to do? Or are you just more of a hot tub kind
of
guy?
I'm more of a hot tub guy. Why? Are you going to hit the sauna?
I've never done a sauna.
What?
Why is that so surprising? Do I look like a sauna kind of guy?
I don't know if I have either, Mike. When the hell have you done one?
All the time. I mean, you get weren't saunas big up in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Like if you went to those stupid like up north resorts and stuff that I never set foot on.
Oh, yeah. See, we got saunas all over the place, especially up north. I love a good sauna. We'll do that.
What do? You just sitting there and sweat?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's not bad. I don't mind that. And then jump right in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Shock I didn't know the they system. Had a sauna.
Yeah, it's in a lighthouse. It looks like a lighthouse.
Yeah, me and Clinsman explored the last time we were there. We had breakfast at Olivia's.
I wouldn't mind doing that, although Joe likes likes cooking breakfast, but Olivia's
is good.
We gotta
hit up
breakfast.
Olivia's.
Well, we could do that Monday afternoon after we check out, like after golf.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go get some fried chicken there or something. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, chicken dish. You're right. That's not a bad idea.
Another place I'd like to go, and I don't know if we'll have time. I want to do the Turf Club. That's a place I've never been. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, I had a nice prime rib there. It was very good.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's their signature. That's their signature dish.
And it's only like $33 or something.
Yeah, it's very, very reasonably priced. Me and my wife like the Turf Club quite a bit. Mm. You've got a lot to do, don't you, Mr. Clinton?
Oh, this is going to be a busy trip. See, I sold this trip to my wife saying it wasn't going to cost a lot of money, and then she's been listening to the podcast. She's like, you're going to spend a lot of money, aren't you? I said, no, it won't be too bad. She's like, you're going to spend a lot of money. I was like, it won't be too bad.
That's how I sold mine as well.
Yeah,
as soon as Mike asked me,
quick.
I looked at these flights.
I want to get into this real quick, because most girls want to know how somebody proposed to them.
Yeah.
Like their friends. I want to know how you sold this, you two buffoons. So, who wants to go first?
Well, I think you asked me if I would want to come down for this, and before I even said anything to her about it, I immediately looked at flights to see how cheap I could get one. And then once I could found a flight for, you know, $150 or whatever round trip, that was going to make the sell a whole lot easier. And it went pretty darn easy.
Now, did you do easy. The this is a, you know, Old Key West for free, and this is like unheard of. Like, how'd the selling process go?
I think, I sent her a message. I was at work.
And, it wasn't even in person. That's good.
Oh, wow.
No. And I said, hey, Mike from the podcast invited me down for a guy's weekend. I said, one of his buddies has DVC, and we're going to stay at Old Key West. He wants to do it for us. So the only thing that we're going to have to pay for is golf, booze, and food.
Yeah, the old incidentals you didn't want to really put a price tag on.
Right.
Yeah, the artist point.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, we're not eating at the food court here, folks.
So, yeah. That's and fantastic. She's like, yeah, so, yeah, okay.
See, for me, it wasn't too bad because I set the precedent. And Sarah's pretty good about it that I think she knows I need this because it shuts me up too. Like, because I went down with my parents a couple years ago and then last year again when she stayed home with the kids. So this is par for the course now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, I don't have to pay for the hotel.
What do you mean it shut you up?
Like, instead of saying, oh, maybe we should go, like, because she doesn't want to do every trip to Disney, not like me. So it's, she's like, well, if you get it out of your system, which is not happening, it's never going to be out of your system, but at least, like.
Because you could come once a month, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you get down there and then she's like, all right, maybe you won't bug me about going again in 6 months from now. But so it just, it's the fix. It's like a drug addict. I mean, you've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just getting the fix in. And plus, like you said, having the room taken care of is a huge hurdle. Huge hurdle.
Yeah.
Although if this, this is a main gate place is pretty good. This could be a, that could be a regular stomp for $40 a night.
You got to ask what you're getting for that. I question that.
It doesn't matter.
Jurgen said that there's Mickey waffles.
Yeah, it's a continental breakfast bill.
You're not going to eat that garbage, are you? You know that toaster just has black crust all over
it. That's all right. It's a
good
neighbor.
Turn that thing upside down, give it a couple shakes, and you'll cover the whole damn floor.
Bill, it's a good neighbor hotel. It's got Disney seal of approval.
They don't just give those out. This place is going to be an
absolute dump.
Oh, it's going to be a huge dump, but as long as the room's clean, I don't care.
It's
going to
smell like mothballs. Well, you definitely don't want to get an infrared light shining on the sheets.
No, that's true. I wouldn't do that at Disney either, though.
No.
You got to do a review on this place, the Clarion.
Oh, we'll go live from there.
You think the Clarion has a sauna?
They have a hot tub and a pool bar, so you know we can get our hands up when we go there.
All right.
We'll figure it out. Anything else you want to ask here, Bill, or should we take our second break?
Yeah, we can take our second break if you'd like, Mr. Klinsman.
All right, this sounds good. We're back from break. You just got through listening to 238 of the Por Favor podcast, where we did a preview of our guys trip, our golfing trip, Old Key West, two-bedroom villa, no less. So what are the sleeping arrangements here? We didn't really touch on that at the Old Key West, because there's a master bedroom, which obviously Joe gets first dibs at that. I'm assuming he's going to want to stay in there.
I think the other one has two beds. That's going to be, and then...
Two beds, so that's, I mean, we're relatives, so we get the two beds. So it sounds like Schaefer's sleeping on the balcony, out couch. On the porch. Oh, there's a pull-out couch?
I think there's a pull-out couch.
Oh, that's fine. That's good for you, right? The pool, the pond's good for you.
I think the balcony sounds nice. I like to sleep outdoors.
That's fine. Go ahead, bring
you sleep on like a Chase Lounge or something?
Yeah.
Bring your DEET Ultra, and you'll be all set.
Yeah, I love some DEET.
DEET, yeah.
What's DEET?
That's the bug spray repellent stuff.
Yeah, very, very harmful, I think, though, right?
I'm sure it's not good for you.
No. But keeps the bugs away.
Sportsman Max. So that's good. So we get the sleeping arrangements. We got to watch some college football at late night. Some Pac-10 games, Pac-12, whatever it's called now.
Ugh.
You don't like that? Well, we're not going to watch Big Ten, that's for sure.
No, I don't watch that garbage.
You two bite your tongue.
We're going to be playing golf during the prime time of college football, which I'm fine
with. that's true. So, Mikey, are you thinking you're going to come up early evening that Friday or whatever it is?
Probably even early. I don't want to have to deal with traffic, so I might get up there really early.
Yeah, so we'll just meet up at Disney Springs and have some drinks and stuff until Jurgen gets in. Because that's really
on the reservation, so we can't check into the Clarion, I guess, until you get there.
I'm going to call them and see what I could do.
Even if, see if I can get you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if you, I can get one of you guys on there so you can at least check in, and then we'll figure it out. Well, we could talk about that later. I'll call them this week.
You have to throw, because you got your disc on. You have to throw like where you work.
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Maybe you can bring them one of those Site One hats.
Also, oh, that's paid for. That's how you got it for $40 or whatever.
Yeah, I got one of those corporate rates.
Nice.
What's that? What's that flea bag normally go for?
I think it's like 65. I think I got 20% off or something.
It's normally $45.
Yeah, I know.
As long as there's not bed bugs, I don't care. Because that's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
You guys got chemicals for that too?
You're screwed.
Oh, you're screwed. Yeah, we sell the pesticides for that too, so I'll be okay.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it in your bed, though, can you?
Mm, yeah, I can. I can take care of it.
Yeah, you can get rid of it.
Yeah. I thought once it's in the bed, you're screwed.
No, it's not ideal. A lot of times you do have to get rid of the mattress, but you can spray. There's some things you can spray right on the mattress that'll kill them. We get into that in the pesticide half episode.
In the pesticide episode?
Yeah, we'll do. We'll get into some bed bug chemicals.
Yeah, I'd be interested to partake in this half.
You
want to
be on that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Schaefer talking pesticides. I'm good with that.
Pesticides, herbicides.
Mm-hmm. We got it all.
All the other besides.
This episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Monsanto. All right, let's wrap things up. You can listen to us anywhere you find your podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Search for Por Favor Podcast online at porfavorpodcast.com. You can email the show info@porfavorpodcast.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just go to Por Favor Podcast on any of those platforms. You will find us. I guess that's it. Where can we find you, Mike?
You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast, or you can follow me on Twitter at Por Favor Mike.
How about you, Schaefer?
I am Michael Baron Schaefer on Facebook. Like I've said before, if you don't look like a weirdo, if you want to be my friend, I would probably accept it. Also, go to facebook.com/cleancutlawnservice. We're a proud sponsor of the Por Favor Podcast.
Beautiful. The proud sponsor. I mean, we got the shirts, but I still haven't seen the check yet.
That must have been lost in the mail.
Lost in the mail. That happens. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to 238 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de los Podcast for gentlemen. Mike in Michigan, for my co-host Mike gentlemen. Down in Florida. Gentlemen. This is gentleman Gary Arruda. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Gentlemen.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. There's a great, big,
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream of.